teachers on today because I need to focus on the Lord. I need y'all to understand who he is on today. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, have your way. Holy Ghost, have your way. Because God, I trust in you. God, I trust in you. You said if I open up my mouth, Lord God, that you will speak. You will speak through me, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, I come before you, Lord Jesus, asking that you speak through me, Lord God, on today. For I do not have a script for y'all. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I do not have, I have some stuff dribbled down on these papers. But as I was sitting with the Lord, I said, Lord, there's so much in my brain, I can't put it together. I don't know what you're trying to do, Lord. I began to stress about the word of God. And God said, close the Bible and preach my word. God said, close it and preach my word on today.
Yes, Lord.
So God, however the word comes up, Lord Jesus, I need you to use me for your people.
Yes, Lord.
Know what you're doing, Lord God, but I trust your will. That I will not have the enemy have me stressed. There's too many of us in this house have the enemy has us stressed on today. But God said, if you know my word, believe in me and walk in truth in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, I praise you. And I thank God just for these couple of weeks because I've been paying attention to the details of God. I've been listening and watching people miles moves and listening to their stories. I've been surrounded by death. I was talking to one of my clients yesterday, her father passed, and I was ministering to her and she was ministering to me. And she said that people, you know, come up to her and say, sorry for your loss. And she look at them in the eyes and say, my dad is not lost. He was ready to go and be with his maker. And when she was speaking and I was looking at her eyes and I said, that is so good. Because a lot of times we walk around saying, I'm sorry for your loss. But if the person knew where they were going, if they know who their keeper is, if they were ready to be with their maker, their savior, their creator, their all in all, she said, my dad is good. And I praise her for that. I thank God for my minister. Y'all just don't know that I'm watching her.
Amen.
I'm watching her grow in the Lord. I'm watching that power like never before because I remember once upon a time that she didn't know where she was going to be able to stand.
Amen. Amen.
Look at her today.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Y'all,
amen.
Jesus, look at her today. Even if she's been in some kind of way, she's still standing. And I praise God for the details. I praise God for life. I praise God for paying attention to my nana. As I was driving, as we was driving here, I said, Lord, my nana, she cleaned people's houses for a living. I was a little girl and used to go with her to these white people's house in Connecticut. I didn't understand it then, but it's like I understand it so much better now. That she was a maid. That she was cleaning houses, these big, beautiful houses. But as I watched my nana, I used to look at her and say, why do you do this? And every time she would look at me and ask, because I remember her vacuuming it because the carpets were plush. And she would leave those little lines in the carpet, those details. She would leave those little lines. I remember looking at her and she's like, when I vacuum in here, don't come back in this room because you can't leave your footprints that you've been in here. Because it would show that somebody had been here after I've cleaned up.
Yeah.
So I said, why do you do, you're old. Why do you clean these people's houses? And she said it brings her joy to make other people happy. It brings her joy to see order. It brings her joy to see cleanliness. And if she can give a little piece of herself to somebody else, she was all right with that. She was content with going from house to house and cleaning. Those are the details that I appreciate, that I say, God, I see your glory. For in God's glory, when we come face to face with God's glory, God said, I can't be in the presence of uncleanliness. That when I come face to face with his glory, God said, I am going to burn some stuff up. I am going to handle all of those little details because I can't stand disorder. So God is always in the details. So as I wrote a little bit of notes down, God had been having me reading about Zerubbabel. That's a nice word, that's a nice name to try to pronounce. Zerubbabel. Because as I was sitting with the Lord, I said, God, I need you to show me something in the small things. Because I've been paying attention to the small things. So as I began to read, and it's just been a couple of days, and I opened up because I've been reading. I said, God, I need you to give me a word. And he took me to Zechariah, where it talks about Zerubbabel. And when I read it, I said, Lord, I praise you. Because you always answer me in the smallest ways. So if I had to give this a title on today, the title would be, But What Is That? But what is that? Not what are those, like in Black Panther, not what are those, what is that? What is that? So I'm going to read Zechariah before I let the Lord just have his way through these scriptures. Because God has been teaching me that there is nothing more powerful than just his word. And as you read the word, make it plain to the people. But just give them the word. So Zechariah, the 4th chapter, and I'm going to be reading 1 through 14. And as I read, hallelujah, Zechariah 4, 1 through 14, it talks about a lampstand, and 2 olive trees. So I'm going to be reading the NLT version. Oh God, have your way. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to put my glasses on. Oh God, have your way. But he said put your glasses on. Hallelujah. Then the angel who had been talking with me, and this is Zechariah, y'all. Then the angel who had been talking with me returned and woke me. So that means that while in the midst of you having a conversation with the Lord and in the midst of you sitting and trying to get answers from God, you fell asleep. You fall asleep. Well, you know, sometimes when y'all reading your word and you just fall asleep, you wake up like, Lord, I didn't even know I fell asleep. That's what happened. I fell asleep. He fell asleep. So as though I had been asleep. What do you see now? He asked. And this is the angel of the Lord asking. What do you see now? And that's the question. What is that? What do you see now? He asked. I answered. I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl of oil on top of it. And then around the bowl are 7 lamps, each having 7 spouts with wicks. And I see 2 olive trees, one on each side of the bowl. But then I asked the angel, what are these, my Lord? So anytime that you're reading something in the word, or anytime that you're getting a word and you don't understand it, it's okay to say, but I don't understand, like, what that means. Just like how the disciples did when Jesus was speaking in parables, it was like, Jesus, what were you saying? I don't understand what this means. So the angel of the Lord was giving him, saying, what do you see? Because he woke up out of his sleep, like he woke, and he was like, what do you see? And y'all, I need y'all to keep in mind of the details. What do you see? And then he said, what are these, my Lord? And then the angel of the Lord said, what do they mean? No, he said, what do they mean?
But God said, what do they mean, Zechariah? What do they mean? And then the angel of the Lord said, don't you know? The angel asked. And he was like, no, my Lord. I don't know. I don't know what this means. That's why I asked, basically. Then he said to me, this is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel. So I need y'all, and I'm going to give y'all some context as I read through. I'm going to go back and backtrack because I need y'all to see the details of these scriptures. I need y'all to understand who God is. Hallelujah. So he said, this is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel. It's not by force, nor by strength. Yes, but by my spirit, says the Lord of heaven's army. Nothing, not even a mighty mountain, will stand in Zerubbabel's way. It will become a level plain before him. And when Zerubbabel sets the final stone of the temple in place, the people will shout, my God bless it. My God bless it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish reading it. I'm going to go back and give y'all some details. Then another message came to me from the Lord. Zerubbabel is one of who laid the foundation of this temple, and he will complete it. Then you will know the Lord of heaven's armies has sent me. Do not despise these small beginnings. For the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand. Hallelujah. So I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah. But what is that? But what is that? So a lot of times we miss what God is trying to do in our lives because we are trying to pay attention to the big stuff. A lot of times the big stuff will block the small details. Sometimes you have to tell the big stuff to move, to get out of the way. Sometimes you have to look around the big stuff to see what God is really trying to do in your life. So as Zechariah was doing, he was encouraging Zerubbabel. He was reminding him of what God was doing in his life. So on today, as I preached on last Sunday, that God sent me as a reminder to remind you what he is trying to do in our lives. So back in Ezra, around the fourth chapter, this is where Zerubbabel is called to rebuild the temple. So we know that the temple, if you don't know, the temple that Solomon built was destroyed. Hallelujah. So Zerubbabel was called to rebuild the temple. So as he began to rebuild the temple, some distractions started coming in his way. So I'm going to need y'all, because I'm not going to read Ezra for you. I'm going to need y'all to go back and read Ezra, starting at the fourth chapter. So when he began to build this thing, the exiled people, they began to rebuild the temple. So then some folks came in and said, we know your God. Let us help you rebuild the temple. And Zerubbabel was like, no, God didn't tell me to allow you to help. God didn't tell me to let you touch this anointing. So y'all got to remember that when God begins a work in your life, that you have to be careful of who you allow to touch the details. Oh, y'all better not miss this, what God is trying to say. Y'all better be careful of who you allow into your space when God is trying to build something. So Zerubbabel then started laying that foundation. They poured the foundation, but as they were working, these people were still there. They was like, okay, they don't want me to help. I'm going to go and start accusing them. I'm going to write a letter to the governors and say that these people over here about to start a riot. That he said, I'm writing to you to remind you of what the people used to do. So I need y'all to remember, because I told y'all, I preached a sermon about how Satan acts. So I need y'all to know that Satan is an accuser. He will begin to start bringing up all of your past stuff, all of your past mess, to distract you from what God is trying to do with your life.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. So as Zerubbabel was building his foundation, he was beginning to come frustrated. Like he was still working, but these people, like, they even started hiring people. So y'all got to understand that when Satan begins to attack, He would start bringing in outside folks that you don't even know to start nagging at you. And you turn around and be like, where did you come from? Like, he started bringing in people to get on Zerubbabel's nerve for years. For years. For years. These people were taunting him, trying to distract him from the purpose that he was called to do. So as they wrote that letter and they started telling lies, the king read this stuff because they had to send a letter and for order for them to stop doing what God has called them to do. So a pause had to be put on rebuilding the temple. So Zerubbabel and them, they poured the foundation. So they laid the foundation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is in the details. So they laid the foundation. So anytime God is calling you to do something, I need y'all to be encouraged on today. I need y'all to understand that distractions will get in your way. But God is asking you on today for those small details. And sometimes those small details is a simple no. Hallelujah. It's a simple no. Because a simple no will unlock a yes in your life on God's side. But God on today said, I need you to start. Whatever I called you to do, I need y'all to hear me. Whatever God has called you to do on today, God said, I need you to at least pour the foundation. Some of y'all have even started to pour the foundation because when y'all began, you allowed distractions to get in your way and you ain't even began to do the first step. God said, just lay the foundation first so that I may build upon it. Because a lot of times when people look at your life, people are going to say, but what is that? What is God doing with you? Because y'all need to understand that the temple that Solomon built, it was huge. It was big. But when people started seeing the foundation that Zerubbabel started to build, they started to say, I remember Solomon's temple. This temple is going to be little. This temple is going to be small. But God works in those details. But God is saying, but what is that? And he needs y'all to understand that when he begins to work, just be obedient to the call that he has on your life. Hallelujah. Because God, when God gives us an assignment, God is looking for us to respond. So I need y'all to understand that when Zerubbabel laid the foundation, it sat there for a while because the people told him, they ordered them to stop. When the accusers sent letters and they were sending things telling them that they're going to do this and they're going to do that, they told them to stop. Because when he sent the letter, it's so funny because they was like, they laid the foundation. I need you to stop the work right now before they begin to build the walls. You see how Satan worked? He's like, before they get deep into the word, before they get closer to God, I need you to stop this right now. So they put a pause on it. They put a pause, but they were able to get the foundation laid. They were able to get the foundation laid. So on today, God said, have you even laid the foundation in your life? Because if you laid the foundation of your life in your life will reflect so. You will have patience so that when it's time to go back and finish the work, you will be strong enough to go back and do what God has called you to do. You will remember as you're walking past, you will remember that God started a work in you. And the words say, whatever God started, he will finish. He will finish. And as I read to y'all in these scriptures, he told them, he said that it's not by force nor by strength, but by my spirit. That is nothing that you can do. It's nothing that man can do that can stop the assignment, that can stop the call that God has on your life, because it's by my spirit. Hallelujah. He told Zerubbabel that it don't matter about how high the mountain stands. That will become insignificant in the eyes of the Lord. That God will begin to move some stuff and lay it flat so that you're able to conquer. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Yes. Hallelujah. So that y'all are able to complete the assignment. Yes. Hallelujah. Because the people will try everything to distract you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is asking on today, what is unfinished in your life? The thing that God is trying to get you to finish is the assignment. So I need y'all to think about all the stuff that you know that God has called you to do, but you just left by the wayside. God is asking you to do the assignment for me and not for man. Because man will try to distract you from what God has called you to do. Glory. Hallelujah. And God is so good that when God calls us and tells us what to do, he is still with us in the project, in the assignment, in the calling. He is still equipping you to do what he has called you to do. Amen. He's just asking you to lay the foundation on today. Because as you read, if you go back in Ezra and read through the 5th and 6th chapter, so when they began to start back 15 or so years later, as Zerubbabel begins to go back and start building on this foundation, God provided every single thing that he needed, and he gave him the best. And he told people to go in, even the folks that came and was like saying certain things, he told people to go back and help and donate this and get this supplies and get the best timber and get the best this. But the first thing that God said, and when I say, but what is that? The small little details that we overlook. God said it takes those small little nails to allow this house to be put together. So I need y'all to pay attention to your life on today. Those small little things. Stop worrying about the big picture stuff. God is saying, I'm looking at those small details. Because those small details are those small things that will take you out. Because you're not paying attention to them. Because your eyes are so focused on the big stuff. But God said, but you missed that nail that's sticking out. You're going to trip and you're going to fall, or you're going to get cut by it. You're going to need a tetanus shot. Like, you need to fix that smaller nail. Stop missing the detail. Hallelujah. Then the angel, I'm going back to Zechariah 4:1-11. And it says, then I asked the angel, what are these two olive trees on each side of the lampstand? And what are the two olive branches that pour out golden oil through two gold tubes? And he said, don't you know? He asked. And he said, no, my Lord. Then he said to me, they represent the two anointed ones who stand in the court of the Lord of hosts. So I need y'all to know that whenever God gives you an assignment and he's telling you to pay attention to the details, and you're constantly asking him questions, God, but what is this? Or what is that? Oh, why do you want me to do this? And when God, anytime we ask God a question, if y'all haven't learned from scripture, he answers. So as he was asking about the lampstands and the oils, and it's like the seven things are the seven eyes that's looking across the world, and it made me think about how God sees everything. How God sees every aspect of your life. But when you are obedient to the call that God has on you, his oil will never run out. His provisions will never lack. He will constantly overflow in your life. You will be called the anointed one that are able to stand beside God, because when he gives you an assignment, you will begin the work. Even if it takes 15 years, you will still be able to go back and complete that thing that God started in the first place. So if y'all, whatever y'all getting or whatever y'all not getting, what I need y'all to get from this word is that God is in the detail. That God is in the small thing. That God will, that God will recognize your obedience. That he will see you fight the distractions. When people start coming around you and start saying and laughing at you and start looking and saying, what are you doing? That don't look right. Because a lot of times, and as I was reading the word, I was thinking about my life. I was thinking about ministers' lives and our missionaries. And I was thinking about my sister, my daughter Joy, and how she used to say all the time, like, they got it easy. You know the Lord. They got it easy. And I used to always tell her, do you even know their story? Do y'all even know what it took to lay the foundation? Because a lot of times we just see the temple. We see the big thing already being built. But you, do you even know how minister got to that big place? Did you see the little things, the little small things that she did just by kneeling on the side of her granny bed? Did you see, even as a child, she sent me a picture, even as a child holding a Bible, ready to go to church with her white dress on, just being obedient to the call, those small details, watching my Nana clean somebody's house and allowing that to work in me and saying, if she can be that humble, who am I? God is trying to work in the details. Stop looking at the big picture and ask your leaders or ask your ministers or read the word and see what Zerubbabel did to get to where we are. It's in the small details. It's in the small phone calls. It's in those tiny, simple prayers. It's in those little details where you have to leave your home and go back and stay with your parents to get it together. It's in those details when God say, do this assignment, but we get so afraid to move because we don't see the big picture. God saying on today, just do the small thing I asked you to do. Just go lay the foundation. And as you're laying the foundation, cover your ears so that you don't hear the distractions. Because I need y'all to understand the great thing about this temple. And this is where I tell y'all that when I say, but what is that? Because people, when they was talking, they was laughing, they was saying, this is so small. But when God is doing a work on your personal temple, when you are building and paying attention to those small details, you will see the Messiah walk in your life. Because I need y'all to know that that same temple that Zerubbabel built was the same temple that Jesus visited. He didn't visit the big grand temple that Solomon, that one got destroyed. So because Zerubbabel was obeying the call, imagine if you missed the call in your life. Imagine if you missed the assignment, you're going to miss Jesus walking into your temple. You're going to miss out on the details. You're going to miss it. So when God gives you an assignment, listen to those small things, even if it doesn't look grand. Even if it's not all money, money, cars, cars, house, house, relationship, relationship. God said, I'm trying to work on your personal small temple, your personal small life, so that I can get the great glory. Because when God show up on the scene, oh my God, just like I said in the beginning, when God show up on the scene, God will get the glory. Hallelujah. And his anointing will not stop. But you have to do the small work so that you can, at the end of it all, see the big picture of that assignment. Because best believe, God is going to give you that. That was just one assignment that he asked him to do. So when God asks you to do another one, you're going to say, well, dog, God, I'm tired. I just finished this big building, this temple. But God said, but I got more work for you. As you was building that temple, I saw something in your pipes that I need you to work on. Hallelujah. So when God starts working in your life, I need you to ask God, but what is that? Because that's what I do a lot of times. When I'm reading the word and I'm sitting with God, or even when I don't know what direction I am going to go, I say, God, but what is that, the thing? That in that dream that you showed me, what is that? When my children start acting up in that little corner over there, what is that thing that you're trying to do with me? We got to stop bypassing and thinking it doesn't apply to us. We have to look for Jesus in all of the details. All of the tiny details. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, God. I'm going to say this last thing because it is something that I've carried for a long time. And I always think about it. And I don't even know if my son Jordan, he's a lot of part of my testimony. But as I was thinking about the details, I said, God, I remember when my child tried to commit suicide. And he was in the hospital. And he was laying on his bed. And I remember going into this room. And the first thing that my son said to me is, why are you here? I don't want you here. Get out. And that to this day that has been a ringing thing in my ear, because I'm like, God, you're in the details. Because even in that moment, I understand it now so much more, but I carry that thing for a long time. Because we miss what God is trying to do with us, but we are so concerned about others. So in that moment when he said that, I remember my world turning. And I remember standing in that room and the room began to spin, because I was like, out of everything, I still show up, God. I am still here for him, even when he rejects me and say, I don't want you here. And say, God, how often did I do that to you because I missed out on the details? How often I told you to get out of my life because I missed out on the details? So I was like, even though that hurt me to my core as a mother showing up for her child on the bed, they're saying, I want to kill myself. And he's telling me to get out. And so, God, I said, I appreciate you even in that moment. Y'all don't understand that even those little details build who you are. When somebody hurts, like I wrote in my notes, all of this stuff is like, when somebody hurts you, stop looking at what that person did and say, God, what are you trying to show me in the details? When my job frustrates me, what are you trying to show me in the details? Because God is constantly trying to get the glory. He is trying to burn something up in our lives. All right? He is trying to do something. Amen? Amen. Hey, amen. He is trying, because he did a work. He said, if you just stay faithful, you will see the big picture. So I see the big picture in my son on today. Even through the pain, the trial, he is sitting there with his wife, his newborn baby. Amen. Living for the Lord, trying to do his best, all the prayers of the righteousness avail much because of the small details. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage my sister Tracy, even in the small details, to look for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When your children, I'm telling the parents on today, I'm sorry that I'm going this way, but I'm encouraging the parents on today, because Satan will use those little critters. Yeah, I call them little critters. They will use those little things to distract us. So I'm encouraging the parents on today to pay attention to what God is trying to do with you. Don't let your children take your eyes away from the Lord. Because he's trying to build a solid foundation in your life so that you can be an example to your children, to your kids' kids. So again, I tell y'all, I encourage you on today to pay attention to the details. Maybe that should have been the title. I told you, I know the title. Pay attention to the details. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the small things. God is saying, do not despise the small beginnings. The small beginnings is just the start. Do not get frustrated with the beginning of your thing. Because a lot of times when we begin a good work, that good work began to get hard on us. It begins to get discouraging. We start out strong and then we say, God, I can't, how you do this, man? How we gonna make it? I'm keep getting hit left and right. But God is saying, just keep continue to walk. That plumb line that he was talking about when Zerubbabel said that he held that plumb line in his hand, the plumb line is a straight and narrow thing. A straight thing that guides you to the Lord. So I'm encouraging y'all to hold on to that plumb line, which is Jesus Christ on today. And allow him to take care of all the details. But he just needs you to pay attention to what he's trying to do in your life. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, y'all, come on, get a little hand.
Hallelujah.